Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How you doing this morning? I am Skipper LaCour. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. Also, it's Emotional Toughness Conditioning, isn't it? This game called life, this challenge, this journey. Going through, we have our good days, we have our challenging days, and everything in between. As we inch our way, a lot of times it doesn't feel that way. Sometimes we're just putting in so much energy, so much effort, so much focus, and becoming happier and more fulfilled and working towards all those goals. Seems like we're just inching our way there at best, right? Although there's some times we got to sit back and be thankful. Those times where we just make those huge strides, or you're walking down the street just thinking, man, it's going pretty well right now. I'm in a good streak. I'm feeling good. I'm working freely towards all those things that I want. I know what I want. I have this clear direction. We have those good times, right? We want to have more of those times than anything else, all right? We want to definitely appreciate those times. Sometimes those come few and far in between. It's not that things aren't going well for us. It's because we just want so much, right? We want so much, or it's that we have so many thoughts, we have so many ideas, we have so many plans that are kind of jumbled around in our heads. This game called life takes a lot of thought. We got to constantly monitor some more, reassess, reevaluate, create a plan, a strategy to get from where we are right now to where we want to be. And we have to rethink that strategy and adapt and change, adapt and change, adapt and change, adapt and change. Then we got to think about what it is we want and think about it over again and over again and over again. And is this really what we want, right? A lot goes into this game called life. When you're playing it the right way, when you're playing it to win, it takes a lot of thought. It takes a lot of insight that either time and experience can give you. When you are paying attention, I always say life is always teaching us lessons. Are we paying attention to those lessons? Are we extracting the right lesson, whatever we want to be taught, all right, whatever we're going to extract, is it going to serve us? Is it even accurate? Or is it our best self who is interpreting whatever this life lesson is? Or are we saying, well, everything happens for a reason. Well, it just wasn't my time, or something like that. Or the universe didn't have it in the plan right now. All right? Where you have some, no, the universe is telling you, take action now. Do something. If you think it, you must do it. You know your bigger, stronger self is telling you to take action. Make a decision. Don't rationalize. Don't sit back. Don't settle. Push yourself just a little bit more every single day. Take the time to reassess, monitor, reevaluate, to constantly think about your actions if they're getting you one step closer. Hey, thank you so much for following through and listening to this Morning Connection podcast number 196. 196 podcasts and 96 this time around, this stretch. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself. I tell you, you know, you need to congratulate yourself. I talk about assessing, reassessing, monitoring again, evaluating, reevaluating what it is you want, what you're actually doing to get there. It takes a lot of energy and effort, and this is just one small way to stimulate that thought every single day, because it does take constant thought. Our emotions change, our needs change, our understanding of ourselves change, what our family needs. We got to constantly keep on asking ourselves this question. In addition to society, technology, all the other factors that play a part in our success or lack thereof, those constantly change. You can't just set it and forget it, right? So we always have to be sensory cue. We always have to be evaluating. This is just one way to do it, to constantly look at the world, look for those lessons, make sure that we're using all of the events in our lives to propel us forward in some way, shape, or form. You're making promises to yourself. You're proving to yourself that you are a person who is trustworthy. That when you say you're going to do something, you commit to it, that you're going to follow through. I think that's so important to build momentum, to build confidence in small ways that you fulfill the promises that you make to yourself. And, you know, when I have my one-on-one coaching clients, right off the bat, they want to just make all these gigantic changes. If I just do this and I do this and I do this every single day, that may or may not be true. That may be a good strategy, way to organize, to strategize your actions. May be, maybe not. May not take all of that. The point, though, is that when you create all these new habits, these new daily disciplines, right from the beginning, when that's the old you, has not done those for a long time, and you might be energetic and optimistic and willing to work hard and be ambitious right now, and you have all these actions set in place that if you do, you really, really believe that it will take you to the next level. Well, sometimes, you know, it's just, you know, getting out of bed at the time that you say, if it's different for you, if you want to get up a half an hour earlier or whatever to plan your day, right? Hey, who can argue with that? That would be a great start. It would be a great way to prove to yourself that you are truly committed, and you start your day off that way, jumping right out of bed half an hour early because you set the alarm to do that, right? What a great, simple way to prove to yourself that you are indeed driven, motivated, ambitious, willing to do whatever it takes, right? But if we stack our day with too many of those simple things and you're not used to it yet, you could see all the, you could do five great things that could propel you forward, but you were a little bit too ambitious at the beginning and you did 15 of those small, productive things right from the beginning. You're not used to it, and so you go 5 for 15. And you start seeing yourself as, man, I don't follow through with the things that I say that I'm going to do, right? I'm only, my follow-through rate, I took the time to write down all these daily disciplines. I know that they're going to take me to the next level, and I only have a 33% follow-through rate. I mean, that's tough. That's tough if you don't understand that, who knows, those 10 things that you didn't do, you know, who really knows if that would have really even moved you forward? It's a nice thought. It's nice that you're ambitious. You're willing to write those down. That's definitely something that maybe you didn't take the time to do or you weren't willing to do before. But, you know, who knows, those 10 things that you wrote down that you didn't do. You did the 5. You didn't do the other 10. I mean, who knows if that would have got you closer. So if you think about it, why beat yourself up over things just on a piece of paper that really wouldn't have moved you forward? So it's really important how you strategize your actions. You know, being ambitious is awesome. Being driven, being really dedicated, having the best intentions, getting in touch with your identity. I will become this, and each and every day I will do those things, these certain set of actions. But who knows if they're really going to serve you. As you know, this journey called life, it can be the most exciting thing in the world. It can be the most challenging thing in the world, right? It's all your perspective, right? You only have so much time and so much energy in your day, right? We all have a certain amount of grit, determination. I mean, you can look back on your life, you've been motivated to take your life to the next level. I assume that that's where you're at right now. If you're listening to this Morning Connection podcast, you know about this MTC, you know what I talk about, getting you to evaluate your life to move closer to what it is you really want, to figure out what it is you really want. Maybe you just ran into this on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio, or maybe skiplecore.com. You saw it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/SkipLacour, or maybe my YouTube channel, youtube.com/SkipLacour, where maybe you were into the whole bodybuilding and training thing. That's how you ran into me, and something came up where you're seeing these little clips where I'm talking about the Morning Connection podcast of the day for a couple minutes as a little summary of what you have to look forward to when you listen to this podcast, or you're just new to listening to these podcasts. welcome, welcome. You want to listen to all of these? They're timeless. I mean, the thought process, the actions, the strategies that I give you, the mental pump up, emotional pump up, the toughness that I'll help you stimulate and encourage during these podcasts, it's timeless. So you can go to skiplacour.com, click the upper right-hand corner, and click the podcast section, and you'll see all 200 and a lot more about these type of podcasts. Again, they're timeless. You can go back, I don't know, 5 months from now, and that message will help you, all right? So this isn't like some podcast that's, you know, topical, what's going on, current events, although every once in a while you might hear me use a reference of what's going on currently. There's so much information on the internet right now, and I know how it works. Someone who's been pumping out information for years and years and years. I would say when I first did it on a national scale was in 1994. So we're talking about 20 years from now, and that was a national and international magazine. All right. So, and then was with my AOL account, I was on the internet creating more information, more avenues. Hell, you know how now Netflix streams movies. You know how you can download videos and things like that. You know, I was with the company way back in like 1999. This company was really on the forefront, and I had VHS tapes of bodybuilding and training and motivation and seminars at that time. And they said, hey, we got this idea to stream these videos over the internet, and it's, you don't have to ship anything out. They can just click it on their computer. And this company, they took all my VHS videotapes and they had them on the internet streaming. I was way ahead of its time. The company went out of business, like a lot of cutting-edge technology companies, because they're too ahead of the trend. I mean, back at that time, I don't even think everybody had high-speed connection, right? Or this whole new system of watching video content that can really help you over the internet, right? My point, though, is I've been, what I want to believe, always looking for ways to use technology to serve you in some way and shape for all my life experiences, whether it's in the gym, bodybuilding, life, whatever it is, find a way to communicate it to you. Always looking and adapting and changing. You know, I know that I could have improved on that, you know, as I'm ducking in here, trying to master this, master that. But I've always been conscious of how to deliver information in that day, today's standards, whenever today was. And things constantly change. And, you know, I am very sensory acute to your needs and your challenges out there. I mean, there's so much damn great information out there that if you could be pointed in the right direction and you could just focus like today for just a half an hour a day. Sometimes it's not even what I say. It's just what it just makes you think. It just makes you contemplate and assess, monitor, evaluate all those things I talk about, your own life. The more you think about it, you will eventually figure out the puzzle, the Rubik's Cube, the combination lock. But with so much information out there and so many distractions, God, there's so many gems for you to do that in. You know, I really believe that skiplacour.com and everything that I have there, if you go to my Facebook page, if you could lock in, right, definitely if you just lock into just the information that I provided, especially if you're a young guy, going through this game of life, I have it out there, but you're going to have to focus. You could take all the information that I freely give on the internet, on my Facebook page, building muscle, losing body fat, being healthy, that's part of it, being more confident, making your man formation, taking charge, setting goals, overcoming obstacles, mental, emotional, whatever is getting in your way, move freely towards what it is you want in life after you've taken the time to really think about it. Man, it's there on skiplacour.com. The question is, will you focus and this information that I pieced together little by little over time, it's there. I just finished 100 podcasts on this bodybuilding message board. Every Wednesday, I would do a bodybuilding and training podcast. It would be anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour long, right? And, you know, I'd have to come up with material every single day, right? So that's my profession. That's where, for at least those 100 weeks, if not more, I'm taking my whole 25 years, and how can I just give this to you in a manner that you can digest it and take it with you? Same thing with these Morning Connection podcasts. Here we are, Morning Connection podcast number 196. You know, my alarm goes off at 3:45 in the morning. I got to stand and deliver, right? And again, it's not just me thinking about it this week, today, to deliver. I mean, it's my 25 years, all the seminar, weekend seminars I sat through, all the books that I've read, all the people who I've dealt with in my one-on-one coaching, my own journey, what I've observed in life, because this is my area of interest and it has been for over 25 years, you know, I got to stand and deliver for half an hour every day. What's my point of all this? Man, you want to get from where you are right now to where you really want to go, and in your head you have all these ideas of how to get there. That's an awesome start, being ambitious, being driven. It's an awesome start. But can you just find a coach or a mentor, an inspiration, who has taken the time to deliver the passionate, helpful information and stick to it long enough to absorb it before you get bored, before you get distracted, right? So many people are looking for answers on how to be happy and how to be driven. I know there are so many more people in the world other than me who it's just part of their identity. It's just part of their vision to give to you, to Eureka, this is what I've discovered. I love this stuff. I want to help you. And they've delivered this information to you. Question is, how badly do you want it? And can you sit through something that makes you feel uncomfortable, that isn't your area of expertise, although you know it could help you, and not expecting, you know, every single minute of a 30-minute podcast to just propel you forward and just, you know, take you to the next level. Hey, I'm listening to this podcast. I've heard this before. This doesn't apply to me. Man, I just wasted 17 minutes of my life listening. Come on, you're listening, right? What, you're just so efficient with your time, you don't have 17 minutes to quote-unquote waste? My thing is, you're not wasting it. I mean, moving towards mastery, becoming that person you want to be, man-forming into that person you want to be, either can go through my years and years of experience inside the gym, outside of the gym, in life, all my mistakes. You could go through it yourself, you know, or you can passively listen. So when you come up to those situations, you're more prepared. It isn't like you're reinventing the wheel. Like, oh, wow. And then you come up with your own ways of thinking. That's probably like everybody else. You know, I know we like to think we're smarter than everybody else, but there's this group type of thinking when we hit the tough challenges, and it's seems like this is the right way to go. It's intuitive to think this way, and that's what most people think, and most people fail, right? And the toughest things in life, the things that only few people succeed at, there's a different way of thinking and a different way of doing. And you know what? If I could just have a half-hour podcast every day, and all I do is step into your heart, into your mind, and just zing strategies that just are right from A where you are to right where B is, wouldn't that be awesome? Hell, that would be an effective use of all my pain, suffering, and all my experience in the last 25 years, if that was even possible. But all you have to do is listen. All you have to do is read the entire article. All you have to do is lock in, and you can get years and years of somebody's experience to prepare you for a journey that you haven't been on or you haven't looked at from that perspective. It's out there. The question is, are you going to focus on it? Are you going to put, that's the challenge. And that's what I'm basically talking about. How you can go through all of these Morning Connection podcasts over, you can go through one, and then for the next 200 days, go all the way to 200, and then start all over again, and you will hear them in a different way as you're in a different stage of your life, hopefully getting closer to your goals, or when you are going through a specific challenge. I don't care that podcast number 5 will hit you in a different way, even though you heard it, I don't know, 195 days ago. These Morning Connection podcasts are timeless. The only question is, are you going to use them as they're sitting here on the internet? That's the challenge that everyone faces. I'll tell you is that on my Facebook page, I've had at least one post on my Facebook page, if not many posts, from all the stuff that I do. I mean, it must go, I don't even know, 5 years at this point, but this is my job. This is my profession, to think about these things, to communicate it through a podcast, through an article, through a question and answer, through a video, right? I don't even know. For 5 years, there must be hundreds of tips. And I have to, like I said, with this Morning Connection podcast, I have to get up in the morning. I have to deliver some content. And because of the standards that I have, it has to provide value, right? I have to aim for that, right? So just think years and years and years of doing that and letting it flow on a consistent basis. And it's not just my standards of wanting to produce awesome material, helpful material for you that can help make your journey easier. It's not just for you. This is how I support my family. This is how I make my dreams and goals and visions happen, right? I mean, I'm all in. This isn't like I work 50 hours at the job doing something totally different, totally unrelated. And then if I have energy left in my day, you know, if I feel like it, I throw something out on the internet, like a lot of people do with the information, right? I mean, this is the way I make it happen. This is the way that I create a win-win situation that I always encourage you to do. It's how I give to you and I create value for myself, right? So I have to step up every single day, and it's all out there, right? And I can't tell you how many young guys are on my Facebook page, and they'll see the one that's posted up on the top, and they'll go, wow, this is some great stuff. Hey, give me some tips. And I'm like, God, how about scroll down 3 inches, right? Scroll down 3 inches. Can you do that? Now, of course, I know. See, my job isn't to change the way society thinks necessarily. It's to work with the way society thinks and how it changes. And that's my point of it. And, you know, my thing is just, okay, people don't have a very long attention span. Well, how can let's just use Facebook in this example, right? How can I use something that they're always on their phone, checking what's going on? And I've got like 2 seconds to put a pretty picture, something to catch their attention, and about 2.5 seconds to give some type of message that's helpful. Well, you know, I can't bitch and complain about the youngsters nowadays, they don't read. You got to take more time to read and get that ball off my lawn, you young whippersnappers, right? What good is that to long for the old days? No, just like you, you know, just I have to adapt to still be effective under the new conditions. 30 minutes a day, all these 200 podcasts. If you can just focus just for that 30 minutes. If not, you know, make sure on my Facebook page you'll get it like one sentence at a time. Or what's the common phrase? 140 characters at a time. All right. But if you're really determined, you need to make this a habit and continue to make it happen long past the time the 200th Morning Connection podcast is posted, right? Because, again, you know, being and that's just the start, getting your mind focused, you know, having that ambition, driving, being determined, now I will finally make changes. That is an awesome start That is an awesome start. But let me just tell you this, and I don't need to tell you this. You already know this, so I'm just reminding you of this. Your journey, no matter how ambitious or optimistic that you get yourself to be, and that's a great start. Again, it's better than most. Maybe it's even better than how you've lived your life in the last couple months, if not couple years, right? So this is a great start. There's going to be challenges. Things aren't going to work out the way you had planned. That great idea, oh, this is it. On a scale from 1 to 10, this is a 10. This stuff is happening, all right? This is the breakthrough, right? And trust me, I have that feeling, and sometimes I have that feeling like all the time with everything I do, right? And I'm not sure if that's an amazing quality to have, to be able to, no matter how many duds that I thought were on a scale from 1 to 10, they were a 10. And because I was in that 10 mode, I just did whatever it took to get it done, right? I got the help. I got the guidance. I worked incessantly, stayed focused. I managed things around. I robbed Peter to pay Paul with my time, energy, and motion. And I got it done. And I put it out there. And on a scale from 1 to 10, it may have been a 0.5. That happens a lot. And, you know, you should, if you're a guy who goes for it, then you already know that. That the best of us, it happens to all of us. It's just that you got to hurry up and get the next 10 going, and you eventually will have a 10. And collectively, over time, along with that 10 that you finally do hit, and those 0.5s, and the 4s, and the 5s, and the 6s, and the 7s, collectively, you piece together that life you really want, right? That's just how it works, right? So sometimes is that a great quality to have, or is that really dumb that I can get myself so excited after my last 10 were far, far less than a 10 on a scale from 1 to 10 that would actually produce. But here I am, just as optimistic on this next one, right? I have a feeling it's the latter. I think that's what it takes to be successful. That's what it takes. And it all, just like, you know, American game baseball. I know everyone is an American, doesn't, or you may not even like baseball. But, you know, the analogy would be, you know, you're down by 2 runs or you want to win the game and you're up a bat and you hit a home run, right? Out of the park, boom, 1 run. Maybe there's a runner on base. 2 runs quickly get you ahead, right? That's awesome, right, when that happens. But really how life works is a bunt, it's a single, it's a double to the gap, sacrifice fly, stealing a base. Little by little, you inch towards those runs. So you got to be effective and efficient with all this energy for the inevitable challenges, all right? So you got to come up with a plan. You have to strategize your actions and then rethink them and think them over again every single day as new information. Don't get locked on to one strategy, one plan, right? It's really important because when you run into those inevitable challenges or a lack of drive and motivation or a dip, right, the more effective your strategy is, the better. Here's the challenge. In many cases, most cases, you are at point A. You've never been to point B. How do you come up with that strategy or that plan? How do you come up with it? I mean, it's good to just be all ambitious and create a plan, but you have no experience, really. You may be observing things. Okay, that's how I think this person does it, who's successful. And those are all great, right? But you're gonna probably fail more than succeed. And the question is, will you withstand the ups and downs? You may want to get help with those strategies. And I don't care whatever area in life, I get help. You know, that's what coaching is all about. Someone who has passionately, they communicate their information, their experience in a way to help you become effective with your strategies, with your plans on how to get from where you are now to where you want to go. So you don't waste all that time, energy, and effort. And then when you have your setback, man, you quit. And maybe that's been your experience in the past. You need to strategize your actions, and the chances are great you're going to need some help. That's an efficient use of your resources and your time to get that help. Trust me, if you just look in your past, all those things that you were really driven towards achieving, and somehow you ran out of gas, the chances are great you really didn't lose interest. It isn't that you really didn't want anymore. It's just that You didn't see your plan making it happen. It wasn't going to match all those, that dream ambition, certainly within the time period. All right. You know, that's what I do with my coaching. I help people strategize their actions so they don't waste all this emotion and energy and all these high hopes with bad strategies. And again, it's tough to label them as bad strategies, because how do you really know how to get from where you are now to where you want to go? You're just really making guesses on what you observe those people who have become successful. It makes sense to you, but as you know, the difference between someone who is successful and someone who just tries really hard and never actually gets there, it's in all the subtleties. All right, that's how you make it over to the other side. Maybe there's an area of your life where you have, and people want to know all the details, and then you go, well, it's a combination of strategies, it's a mindset, and it's not going to make sense to you, right? And if they are totally committed, they'll just say, I say you do, and they'll just listen to you blindly even when things don't make sense. They're counterintuitive, right? Well, that's how it's going to be for you. You got to get with someone who can help you strategize your actions, because in many cases, the difference is going to be in the subtleties. The difference is going to be in details and ways of thinking and doing that are counterintuitive than what you and the people who haven't quite gotten there, than they think, right? So, man, I don't want you to waste that energy and emotion. Hell, that's one of the mistakes I think I made in the past. Should have had worked more closely with mentors, should have got one-on-one coaching to go through all the BS and confusion that was in my mind so I can specifically move forward. And let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was the thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that cool moment when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that experience, that goal, that material possession, whatever it is that you really want. And I mean what you really want. That's going to take months, if not years, of you having the attitude, that drive, that ambition, but also getting the help if needed to strategize your actions to piece by piece get there. Right? Think about that right now. Get more clear about that. Is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time that's going to help you achieve those results that you really want? All right? We're going for what we really want and not short-term quick fixes, emotions and feelings that maybe make us feel safe and comfortable and structured, but they're not helping us get to those feelings, emotions, accomplishments that really give us that sense of fulfillment and pride that we really want. And what are those? What are those results that you really want? I'm going to ask you again and again and again, all the way up to Morning Connection Podcast number 200. All right, guys, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.